Welcome back, Mere Mortalites, to another edition of the Mere Mortals Book Reviews. Today, I have for you Be Useful, Goddammit, by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, I have read one of Arnie's previous books, which was Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story, which was very much an autobiography at the time of Arnold. I enjoyed it, had some images throughout it, seemed interesting. But Be Useful is one of the latest books that Arnie sort of come up with. And I originally, before I picked up this book, thought to myself, which you might think too, is it going to be another autobiography? And it is in part some of that. It does obviously discuss some of his details of life that many of the books that have been written beforehand don't pick up. So they're interspersed through this particular book. But it is so much more and a little bit different. So Be Useful as a book is roughly 260 pages in total. However, it is a quick read. There is a lot of large writing in this particular book. Love that. Makes it a little bit easier. So even though it does feel a little bit chunky, it is quite easy to read. Fantastic. The book itself is structured down into sections of being useful. And this sort of language will not be unfamiliar to you if you kind of know how Arnold Schwarzenegger carries himself. One, have a clear vision. Two, never think small. Three, work your ass off. Four, sell, sell, sell. Five, shift gears. Six, shut your mouth, open your mind. And seven, break your mirrors. So you can tell by that structure of the book, one, it probably is all about. And look, right from an overview perspective, Be Useful is very much a motivational slash actionable type of book. There's a lot of things within it, and we'll talk through it in a moment around some of the main topics of the book that makes you, yes, I want to go and do this. I want to go and take X action or go and shift. I want to just do it, in essence, to borrow a phrase. I've actually got that particular quote just behind the camera as I'm talking to this right now. And so it's going to be no surprise as you're reading this if you are looking for a more detailed view of maybe how to take the actions or the habits or actually put the practices. You're not going to find it in such a book like this, but you will find the motivational and the probably the more top level call outs of how to be useful. And again, that's all intermingled with the personal stories that Arnold brings into the book as well, whether it's him being the governor, whether it's him actually playing through in the movies or going all the way back to his bodybuilding days. So it does have a good little structure. The book itself isn't structured in a chronological way of any sort. He sort of bounces between some chapters that will pick up on some things in relation to bodybuilding, some in relation to his governor status, some in relation to now what he does in the fourth phase of life, which is kind of giving back and doing a whole host of things. One of the things I actually picked up as part of this book that I didn't actually recognize is a lot of the other stuff that Arnie has done both in the past and now, that just maybe, you know, knowing him as the personality of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you probably just don't think about. So there's some good stuff that's to be found in that particular space. But to the actual topics or the main sort of sections that I would say in terms of this book for being useful, it would be one, the blueprint of success. And there's two topics around that. One, unveiling the vision. So, you know, Arnie's really exploring and emphasizing that importance of the clear and powerful vision. So talked about it a lot in this as well, of you really need the purpose, the clarity around what it is that you are doing, what you're putting in some effort. In terms of being useful, you need to have some idea of what the hell you're going to be useful for and some clarity, or else you're kind of splitting yourself into many ways. Said in another way, it's just that splitting of focus versus being really quite adamant to the specific thing that you're looking at. One, so that'd be that. And then the other one is, it really discusses around being beyond a self-made man. There's a quote in here somewhere, didn't actually note it down, where not that he doesn't understand so much or gets annoyed by the conversation of self-made man. Why? Because underneath or across the board of being a self-made man, there's a lot of effort that comes behind the scenes of people who you love, or your family, your members of your party, whoever else, that actually put in a lot of other effort as well to make you who you are today. So he does do a quite big call out around, hey, you can't call me a self-made man because there's all these other people who have helped me to get there. That's a pretty humble way to look at it. How realistic is it that, you know, he actually perceives that way and how he lives life to his life day to day? I don't know. I can only judge by the book and what he's sort of articulating, but he does describe a lot through this book of kind of moving away from that view of he's a self-made man to, hey, I'm built by the people, for the people, I guess, if you wanted to take it that way. Resilience, redefined. That's another aspect of the book that kind of shines through, one being the grit to persist. Endless stories in here of, hey, you need to put in the grit, put in the effort to continue through, persevere, find that resiliency. Again, shows in his bodybuilding. He showed in a couple of stories of being governor around when the fires were breaking out, the sort of things he needed to do or get himself to the front line to persevere and actually be successful. So there's plenty of that in this particular book. The other one is the learnings from failure. There's a lot of stories and setbacks in this book that he exposes. Wasn't so much something that I saw in the previous book, or at least I can't remember. However, even, and this is not even discussed really through the book, but right at the beginning of this book, cast beyond it all, there's a big piece that he sort of puts down in relation to the drama that happened in his own personal life. I'm not going to get into it. He doesn't really fully discover it here. But he kind of calls himself out as well in sort of apologizing for what happened, the things that he did. So it was a kind of almost looking into a little bit like the journal of Arnie, of what he put down, what he was sorry for, what he sort of saw was his failures and what he was doing about it. So that also showing through in this particular book. Strategic success. So influence, mastering the influence. Big piece that Arnie talks about in this book is how he was able to, two ways. One, kind of come across very directly on how he was able to influence, especially in the governor perspective and movies, the ability to win over a group or a population, the ability to get himself the movie Twins up and going. So in that particular story of the movie Twins, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's pretty funny. There's a sort of tale around Arnie had already done some pretty interesting movies and that presented this particular comedy moving forward. Arnold wanted to change over into, hey, let's try and do more different types of movies. No one really wanted to pick this one up. So they influenced the way that they were putting together the pay structures. They essentially went to a big movie producer. So I say, look, you don't have to even pay us. You don't have to give us a salary. You can just, in the back end, we can try to get some percentage of the earnings from the movie. Not something that was being done that much at the time. Long story short, I think he does mention they did get some sort of salary, but in the end, that particular movie was the one that made the most money for him, went really well at the box office, and also just netted him a ton of money in the back end by that particular structure. But it was through mastering that influence of what does a person at the other end need. And again, that's just one story. There's a couple of stories in this book that Arnie sort of talks about. And the other one being the knowledge and power. So he does talk about the continuous learning and intellectual growth that's needed. I mean, honestly, looking at it at the face front, again, you go, yeah, it's a bodybuilder. Maybe he doesn't really care about learning, but he shows through once again how much of an intellectual Arnold Schwarzenegger is. And if that's a surprising statement to you, it kind of was to me, but proven to me again by reading through this book. Again, I don't know him personally, so I could only go and assume by things that I'm seeing and probably his past history, but his kind of wanting for curiosity and to understand, especially again in his governor position, was pretty admirable. So straight through in that particular book. Finally, cultivating generosity. So there's a lot of both impacts and the joys of giving that Arnold talks about. There was the All-Star program and how that initiated over in the States and grew out from there. I won't go into the detail of it, but it's explored quite in length in this particular book. And once again, helped me to see one sort of what Arnie also does that you kind of don't see, but also in the being useful aspect, right? Someone who's of a quite high caliber from the success, right? Now, success is different to fulfillment, but you go, oh, damn, he's done quite a lot of things in being useful. No, he's been paid for it and the like. But there's a lot of other things that, you know, you and me can do that also Arnie has shown you can do to be useful to help out the common individual, the mere mortal out there. And it doesn't, one of the other takeaways, I guess, is you also don't have to be this gigantic movie star, bodybuilder, governor, whatever. You can also do that very much close to home. You can do that in a very simplified scale. And Arnold actually talks about it in this particular book. So overall, would I say to read, to go in and go and read it? Yes, absolutely. Especially if you, one, don't really know too much about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pretty awesome book to get a bit of a background, a lot of the detail of what he's done to date. Two, the motivational aspect of being useful, while, as I kind of stated at the beginning, it wasn't something where I write that, I read this through and I go, okay, cool. That's telling me exactly what I need to do and this is how I do it. It's not that practical, but it's quite effective in the philosophy that he puts together. Nothing through this book was anything that I disagreed. I don't think most people would disagree with it, especially if you've got more of an inclination to be motivated by these work hard, sell, all those initial chapters that I talked about. So you have a pretty good idea going into this book what it is. So if you're picking this up, there's probably a reason why you're doing it. And if so, honestly, I'd recommend it. You're going to enjoy it. It's also going to be one of those that I don't reread, but I might pick up little bits and pieces every now and again, go into the bookcase. So if you have read it, let us know, Mere Mortalites, for Be Useful, Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you want to support the podcast, there are so many ways that you can do so. Obviously, as part of the book reviews, we ask you to send through some sort of monetary benefit through the way of Boostergrams or streaming Satoshis and all the platforms that can do that. If you want to send out a message to us in terms of how you found this particular book, if you've read it, if there's other things that you'd like to see in the channel, do let us know. For now, I'm going to leave it there, Mere Mortalites. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this. One out.